Olha aí, foi guiar. Yeah, what side is the on the email sent through, or is it? Okay, thank you. Hi, Anthony, how are you? Yeah, very well, thank you. Thanks for asking. So you're over to Sue, and we'll go through the research so that we can get this off to the advisors and get some results back for you sooner rather than later, which would be good. Yeah, cool. Just bear with me. So you've got the app open at the moment. What do you do for work? Oh, okay. Never heard that one before. Ah, okay. Yeah, didn't even think of it actually. Perfect. Now I'm just looking through to your text. Just let me know if it doesn't come through. This is an introduction to the financial company, so you can. Yeah. So Anthony, what they will look at for the breakdown, you can just tell me what you see first, and we'll walk through the rest. Is member number, account balance, investment options, insurance, and beneficiaries. What do you see first? Oh, no, that's just so that you can actually have that as a reference for yourself, so you know who actually. So in your app, so do you want me to repeat the things again for yourself, or? Okay, all right. And it's all right. You're not alone there. Most people I speak to are exactly the same. At least you've got the app. That's one step ahead of a lot of people, to be fair. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, at least you're doing something about it, hey? There's no harm in seeing what options are available for you. Okay, so Anthony, can you see what the account balance estimates it is today then? Any sense at all? 11, because I use that for projections. And it was Q Super, wasn't it? Hasn't rolled into ART at all? Yeah, gone to ART. All right. So can you see your member number at all near there? Because often it's on the same page. Yep. Yes. Yes. That's right. Thank you. Now, is there an area there that you can see either investment options or statements or documents? Murphy's Law, that's called, isn't it? Okay. So, do you have you made any changes to your investment options at all? No, and that's very common. Yeah, okay. So, that's what I'm wanting. Okay, so that's what they look. Yep, so high growth. Okay, so that high growth, what's the percentage beside that one, Anthony? 49.14, yep. And $24.55, yes. Hedged index, sorry. Long word to write there. What was the percentage, sorry? Okay. And is there one more or is it just the three? Just the three. Yeah, that's cool. Add that up. Yeah, cool. So have you done this yourself or you just think that's what the somebody did when you first started? Oh, okay. Yeah, right. And can you see any wordings like maybe aspire, focus, lifetime outlook? Anything like that at all? No. Yeah, lifetime. Is that what it says? Lifetime outlook. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So those are performance things. It just shows you sort of the returns it's had over the last 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. So lifetime outlook, and that's actually what the advisor will look at for you, okay? So next section is insurance. Do you have any insurance for death, total permanent disability, or income protection inside your super? Yeah. Don't have that either. Oh, okay. Do you have any insurances externally that you pay for those three, or you've got no insurance at all? Yeah. No, and it's very common, actually. I even had a guy not so long ago. He was actually sick, like injured for 5 months, and he didn't even know he had income protection, so it's the complete opposite. So it does pay to check. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Seriously? Oh my gosh. Yeah. And yeah. No, and look, it's very common that I do hear that, and a lot of people don't even know you can actually have insurances inside your super that you can pay for through your super. So, I mean, what's important for you when it comes to insurances then? Is it that you're protected or your family's protected? Yeah. Oh, seriously? Oh, my God. Hmm. A 100%, yeah. Yeah, because income protection, you can either have it. Yeah, yeah. And you can set it up so it's either 2 or 5 years it'd be on it for, and you can set it up so it's either 30, 60 or 90 days before you get any money, but that's something the advisor will look at. So there's questions related to that shortly. And then, yeah, 18, yes, 100%, yeah. Well, that's why we do this review and research quite thoroughly, though, so that the advisor can actually give such positive, you know, you're more accurate for you in their advice, so that they actually look at everything together, so that's really, really good. Yeah, and TPD, total permanent disability, means that if you can't work ever again in your profession, they'd pay you a lump sum out that's meant to get you through sort of into your retirement years, but at the moment you don't have anything. Yeah, so death can, TPD, no, that can come, you can do it either way, but yeah, it can come out of your super, 100%. Yeah, so they'll get, I'll make a wee note of that for the advisors to review. Now, what about, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you obviously you've got your super amount, 198. And then yeah, like I can make a wee note of that for the advisors to have a look at. So what's the difference between compassion? Oops. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you got to fix up your house so it's wheelchair friendly and all those sorts of things, isn't it? Yeah, 100%. It's just always the fact of having to fight for what you want too, because like even workers comp's not the easiest thing to get either. My husband tried to do that, and it's a nightmare. No. So that's okay. That's cool. I'll make it. Now, have you got anybody set up for beneficiaries at all, Anthony? No. Can you just double check, because I have had people say that, and then there are people mentioned or vice versa. Yep. So there should be. There's two ways. There should be a section on the menu showing beneficiaries, or in your menu you should have documents or statements. It'll be on that. Yep. So statements. If you. Yep. Right down the bottom. Okay. So how are you looking at your investments and stuff? Does it show you that before? Oh, if you click on the link to go through to beneficiaries, is that what you're saying? Oh, that's scary, doesn't it? Is there statements at all in the menu? Yeah, right. No, you want statements or documents. It just means it'll be your financial statement. So you've never added anybody. Oh, there we go. You might need to log in again, though. So the last financial year, yeah. Yes, yep. You're on to it. Oh, look at that. I'm here every day. beneficiaries. You either see somebody nominated or you can add a beneficiary. Often they're near the end of it, to be fair. No. Well, scary thing. So no. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Would you want somebody to be your beneficiary? I don't think you can do a dog, but nephew. Yeah. Look, I'll put a note down there. I'm not sure because I'm not an advisor, but I can put nephew, and you can set them up either binding or non-binding, which binding's legally enforceable. Trustee must pay it, it's faster, whereas the other ones. Yeah, okay, that's cool. And for your preservation age, which is 60, what's your date of birth? 1990. Okay, thank you. So that's Anthony, on the fund itself, everybody sets it up differently. What is your name on there? Is it Anthony? Yeah, and what was your surname on there? Yeah, and there's no middle name or middle initial because every fund's different. It normally will be on your account details part or on the statement. It'll probably have what you've... Okay, so that's probably that then. Cool. All right. What's on your license? Yeah, that's cool. So what for compliance, we do need to prove you're a resident anyway. So what would be your street address now? Can you spell the street name for me, please? And was it closed? Edmonton. So you've gone back up to Cairns, did you say? Yeah, nice. What's it like there? It's hot and humid today up there, is it? Oh, that's no tickets. Yeah. I can hear that. Yeah, nice. And Anthony, just to do a couple of little bits of housekeeping, your number is the best number that ends in 93, is that correct? Yes, we're not. Yeah. Oh, there it is. What would be your best email if we didn't have to send something? Because I do actually send something with for you. Yeah. LYANT at hotmail.com. Thank you. Sorry, what did you say? Oh, you're funny. You're funny. Now, I did ask this, but I'll be honest, I was having a bit of a blonde moment. Your Edmonton address now, is that what's on your driver's license, or is it the Brisbane address? It's on the one. Oh, yeah, cool. Oh, okay. Handy. Yeah. Oh, too funny. And super is actually tax deductible by law as well, Anthony. Do you know your tax file number? And we also require it for anti-money laundering laws. Thank you. Oh, okay. You're all over it. Thank you. All right. So you yourself, are you married, de facto, single, in a relationship? Yeah, that's fine. And do you have any children at all? All right, nice and easy. I taught for 13 years. That was enough. Now, you said you're an electrician. Would that be what your title is as well? Queensland Government. How long have you been working for them for? Yeah, nice. That's good, isn't it? Yeah, that's great. So that's full-time position, I'm assuming? Yeah, cool. So day-to-day roles and responsibilities, what do you do in your role? So you're obviously doing work on, what do you say, roads, lights? Yeah, wow. So you'd know where all the cameras are then, hey? That's a good thing to have. Oh, that's so funny. Wow. Is that because you can program your license plate into it, or is that for everybody? Bloody hell. Swedish. Oh, okay. That makes so much sense. Yeah. I caught you out. Actually, we're talking about that car immobiliser years ago back in New Zealand. My husband worked for a car dealer, and because people finance their cars, one company actually enforced that they had an immobiliser added to the car. So if they hadn't paid their loan, they'd come and get it so they couldn't drive anywhere. And it makes sense. Like, why should you, like, you know, anyway, another whole topic. Do you do any paperwork or anything like that for your role, or is it all out on the road, so to speak? Oh, do you? That doesn't sound like fun. Oh my God. I suppose it's probably been covering your ass or something. Come on, so now, so what would your split be then of on the in the field versus that paperwork? Would it like office based work? Would it be? Yeah. Oh, okay. Would it be 50-50? 60-40 on the tools? Yeah, okay. I'll put that down. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And how long did you say 10 years you've been working for them doing that? Yeah, nice. Now, any hazardous materials that you're working with or heights over 12 meters? Yeah. 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 No. Okay. Vehicles. Other people. Yeah, okay. And do you, for that working at the heights of the bucket truck, did you have to have any qualifications for that at all, or? Wow. What was it? I've got EWP license, high risk license, EWP rescue license. What was the other one? Oh, working at heights. That's what it was. Yeah. Yeah. And for your Sparky role, then I was going to say you must have a qualification for that, do you? Electrical trucker. Yeah. I think that's something called that you had to have. And one brain. Okay. Yeah. Mind you, there are some people who you wouldn't really want doing the job because they really shouldn't be on the tools. So it was an internal, was it VOP, did you say? No, VOC, and you. Yeah, cool. Oh. Yeah. Oh, so funny. Yeah. No, government roles like that. I'm an ex-school teacher in New Zealand, so yeah, I know what they're like. Yeah, and they just keep going over the same stuff every year as well. Don't solve anything. And Anthony, do you have any other occupations that you draw an income from at all? Do you have any other occupations or jobs that you draw an income from? Yes. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So what would your gross income be per annum then? So before tax? on average. Okay. Now, what age? Oh, sorry. Do they contribute the 12% towards your super, or is it more than government? That's a standard. So you do salary sacrificing, or do you contribute after tax? Salary sacrificing. Yeah. How much? That's all right. I don't know, actually. Most people know because it's in their contract, so they would remember it's more. Yeah, what did you pay for the year? What's the figure that you paid? Oh, it doesn't have a figure. Do you know what comes out of your pay each week? Yeah, it should be on there. Yeah, it should be. Use a wee magnifying glass in your search thing and see if you just put payslip. Oh, okay. That down, you downloaded the statement before. It might be on there. It'll be in contributions, probably. Yeah, maybe look in that one. No, even a dollar figure would be fine for salary sacrifice. I can work it out that way. Yeah. $330. Yeah. And that's a month, did you say? Yeah, a month. Oh, it's 2 weeks. Fortnight. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. And can you see anywhere on that statement contributions? Or is that where you're looking? Yes. Yeah, what's the figure beside that? Oh, beg your pardon. Okay, it varies. Okay. Yes, I see. And they haven't got it. That's it. Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 289 net. Okay. So it's on average about 330. Yeah. It depends on how much you're earning, obviously. Yeah. Okay. Because some people, and it doesn't have anywhere there what the salary sacrifice for the whole year was. Because sometimes they do put that down there. Right. Oh. Okay. I don't make it worse. So it's either 340 or 338 a fortnight. All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. And yeah, and you're thinking it's the 12% for the super guarantee from your employer. Yeah, that's cool. Now, just an idea, Anthony, what age would you like to start accessing your super or retiring? So retirement age, I know, right? Hey, I'm older than you. I don't want to be tomorrow, I tell you. You can either look at 67 or 65, and they run the projections to that age. Some people put the 60 down, and you can see what that looks like. It's up to you. So you can access it. You can access it at 60 if you can have got enough money. So yeah, so I can put that down for you. That's no problem. So yeah, super. Yeah. So sorry to tell you, that's 25 years, but we'll say that fast. You won't hear it too much. Oh dear me. I would say, you know, some days adult has been an adult, but overrated, isn't it? now, what would a rough idea for your expenditure be per week, Anthony? So things like rental, mortgage, you know, utility bills, food, car, petrol, all those sorts of things, phones. What might that look like for yourself, roughly? I know. Yeah. Yeah, okay. And then things like, you don't pay water when you're renting, do you, or do you? No, and things. No, okay. And would you have things like power as well? Maybe a little bit added on to that? Yeah. So at the moment with it, including power, I was going to say, yeah, so you're up to around about 600. And then if you did sort of incidental things, would it be more around the sort of 700 mark, do you think? Yep. And are you able to save each week as well, Anthony? Some can. No, that's fine. Yep. Most people I speak with sadly are too. Now, let's look at your retirement. You've put the tools down. You don't have to set the alarm clock. Use today's figures as an idea, but what would you ideally like to live off as an income when you retire? So would it be similar sort of amount to you've got now? More? Less? Because you're... Yeah, about 700. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. Nice. Hey, it's done well then, hey? Yeah, well, to be honest, it's really refreshing to see people looking at their futures and looking at supers and things, because you've got your biggest asset on your hands, which is time. So I'm in my 50s. I don't have that. Unless I carry on working forever, I'm sort of getting to that pointy end of my working life, whereas you've got time on your hands, and that really does make a difference for super because of compounding interest. So, you know, that's a good thing. Yeah, okay. Might have to change professions. Yeah. Too funny. Now, Anthony, the advisor looks at debts and assets as well, because it's two things. One is to review those insurances so that you've got some options. And then secondly, also, it's more of a holistic look at your future as well. So the advisor can sort of see where you're sitting financially now and where you want to get to. So you mentioned you're renting. Do you own a home? That's all right. We hear all sorts of different scenarios, so no, absolutely no judgment here. Do you have any things like property, shares, crypto, savings, any vehicles over 10,000 value? No, that's okay. Any 80,000. Is there 80,000 on it, or how much would I earn on it? Yeah. Okay. And did you take it? How long did you have you had the loan for? So 5 or 7? Yeah. 7 years. Yeah, okay, so you're almost halfway through coming up. So you'd hope to think that maybe you'd have paid a quarter of it off, what do you think? Yeah, what do you pay each week? Fortnight? Okay. All right. And do you have any other loans, like personal loans, any credit cards, anything like that at all? Yeah, what's the limit on that if you had a good spending spree? Yeah. $5,000, and how much do you owe on the at the moment? Yeah. Three and a half. That's cool. All right. So, what the advisor will look at for those insurances is like what debt level you've got at the moment, and you know they'll just offer some advice if you're open to that recommendation for you, especially for your income protection, I suppose. Yeah. So these questions relate to that. So are you a smoker or a vapor? No, that's fine. And then what would your height in centimetres be and weight in kgs approximately? And 100 kilos. Okay. And, oops, hang on, my screen's just frozen. Just bear with me a second. Have you got any health diagnoses that you're managing? You did say that you've got a few things, like it might be physical, mental, something's broken. Oh, that's right. So you've still got the bulging disc? And how long ago was the accident, Anthony? Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. And with the shoulder reconstruction, that was the same year? About 220? Yeah, okay. And did that solve your issue for your injury for your shoulder? Or is it still ongoing? No, so it's not 100%. Oh, and you're like, no, thank you. Oh, do you think you'll have to have that done? Oh dear. No. Yeah, wow. Okay, so apart. Yeah. Oh, seriously? Oh my God. Yeah, we didn't have a good experience with them. But anyway, now apart from the bulging disc and the shoulder issue, what else, if anything, that do you suffer from or have diagnosed? That's all right. Yeah, those two. Yeah. And do you take any medications at all at the moment, prescribed by a doctor? So nothing that's a regular. Yeah, okay. And did you have to see a physio or chiropractor for your injuries? Physio, yeah. Are you doing that still currently? I know. Scary, isn't it? So physio, it goes back to that 2019, 2020 sort of era. Yeah, so for the back and the shoulder. All right. Now, have you ever been on a mental health plan or seen a counsellor? Yeah. And did you see a counsellor as well at the same time? Yeah, okay. How long ago was that roughly? Four or five years ago? Yep, that's okay. And was it for anything in particular? Like some people talk about stress, trauma, grief, relationships? Sorry to hear that. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, because you're away. Yeah. That though, wasn't it? Don't need... Oh. Yeah. You got some help, though, so that's the main thing. You don't sort of swallow it. Yeah. It's not so bad. No, 100%. No. And my husband actually just did a bike ride in June, July from Darwin through to the Gold Coast, biking on his mountain bike and raising money for mental health, especially for men, because he's in the tradie industry. And it's the men don't speak up. It's, yeah, they just hide away. And yeah. Yeah. Yes, 100%. No, it's not. Yeah, hopefully it's changing, that's for sure. You want to click on that because you don't have it. Now, Anthony, do you know how much sick leave or annual leave you might have owing to you at the moment, because it does affect the income protection waiting period? Yeah, and what about annual leave? Not sure. 30 hours, okay. And do you have a will in place at all? A will, like a last will and testament. No? Is it something you've ever thought about doing? Yeah. Yeah, nice. Yes. Yeah, okay. And have you been bankrupt or insolvent in the last 5 years? No, that's perfectly fine. No, that's okay. Now, just a couple of questions about your goals and objectives so the advisor can see where you want to get to. In the next 12 months, what would you like to achieve either financially or, you know, be able to do or buy or travel, whatever? What would you like to achieve? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a small holiday, what would it be like? Just a local getaway, something like that? A couple of $100 or a couple of thousand? What would it? What do you equate to small? Yes. Yeah, okay. So would that be sort of a definite 1 to 5 years travel over to like Japan and Bali in the definite 5 years time frame? Yep. Yeah. And living not week to week, so does that mean that you've got the excess money you can save as well? Yeah. Yep. There we go. And at the end of 12 months, what would a figure be that you'd like to see in your bank and you'd go, you know what, I did good there? Would it be 2 grand, 5 grand, 10 grand? 5,000? Yeah. And then in the next 1 to 5 years, what would that look like for you? What would you like to achieve in that situation? We've put down travel to Japan and Bali. What else would you like? Would you like to continue the saving side of things, pay off that debt? Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Okay, and then get the car loan paid off. What about the credit cards? Something that you'd like to sort of focus on, get rid of them as well? Yeah, that's fine. Now, look forward to your retirement. You've actually hung up the tools. You don't need to go to work. What would your ideal retirement look like for yourself, Anthony? What would you like to be doing, have? Might be simple, might be complicated. Yep. And what does that mean to you? Yep. Yep. Yeah. Okay. I'll put all that down for you. Now, what's important to you when it comes to your superannuation, Anthony? Is it the growth of it, protection, maybe low cost, somebody looking after it for you? Growth and protection? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine. And what about those insurances? We talked about the income protection because you're worried about being off work. So you're open to recommendations, obviously. Yeah, yeah, cool. And have you ever worked with a financial advisor? Yeah, get some help. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it's the expert in the field. If I needed help with that, just sort of, you know, technical work like you do, I'd be not trying to do it myself, but I'd be asking for some help. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, sweet. Now, and that's actually what the advisors do. That's why we look at more holistic. There's a lot of things that the advisors can help people with, like how to save up for a mortgage, how to pay that off faster, how do I retire from my retirement so that I plan for that to become in a strong position, because you know you work hard, you want your super to be working even harder in the background, don't you really? Yeah. So the last seven questions, Anthony, nice and easy, because I actually give you the answers, so it's like a multi-choice. Yep. Yeah, I know, right? It's a risk profile, so it gives the advisor a chance to see what sort of investor you are, and there's no right or wrong answer. It's purely as you feel, and if you've got any questions as I go through it, just please do sing out, okay? So the first one is, how would you describe your general understanding of the financial markets? Firstly, I'm experienced with all investment classes and understand the various factors that influence performance. Second, I understand that markets fluctuate up and down in value based on current events, so things happening around the world, and also share performance. The third is, I have an average understanding, enough to know not to put all my eggs in one basket. Yep. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And most people loft. Yeah, and most people dropped. Yeah. Like Trump's tariffs and stuff. Yeah. And like with most people, they dropped about 25% at COVID, but most people did nothing with it either. They didn't even look. So, yeah. So it's likely for the second question that most of your super is currently invested on the financial market. So how do the fluctuations in your balance make you feel? Firstly, very comfortable with the fluctuations. You're happy to ride the financial wave. Second, quite comfortable. You never really make changes and you let it do its thing. Or the third one is quite uncomfortable. You're always making changes to improve and protect it. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes, that's more uncomfortable. Yeah. And your super is a, we call it a passive investment style or super, because you're actually in control of it yourself. They're not. They're just administrators. They just sit in their office and push paper around. So that's the scary thing. So I can put that down, very uncomfortable. That's fine. And in respect to your superannuation, what investment style would you be the most comfortable with? Firstly, potential of very high returns, but with fluctuations being higher of 8% plus. Or the second one, potential of good returns, but with fluctuations ranging from 5 to 8%. Yep, a little bit safer. And then which superannuation invest? Yep, which superannuation, no, I can't even speak. Which superannuation investment portfolio would currently suit you best? Is it predominantly growth? So your super's grown as much as possible, hopefully. Or second, more growth in income. So there's still some growth, but income's a little bit more conservative. So would you prefer predominantly growth or more growth than income? It's a little, the income's a little bit more conservative, so it's a bit safer, that's all. Predominantly growth is, it's, well, it, your money's growing hopefully as much as possible, really. Explain it? Yeah, sure, sure. So which superannuation investment portfolio would currently suit you best? Is it predominantly growth, so it's growing, or the second one, excuse me, more growth than income? So the income is the safest aspect. I like it to cash in the bank, so it's more conservative. So if you're wanting safer options, that would be where you're sort of be sitting, or is predominantly growth just means that I'm happy for it to grow over time. Are you like, would you take greater risks or you're a little bit safer? Yeah, which is that pretty much, high risk, high reward, pretty much. Yep, so that would be the second one then. That's fine. Yep. Oh, you make me laugh. The next question is, how much could your portfolio balance drop before you start to feel uncomfortable? Is it firstly 10%, second 25%, and the last one is 50% drop? Yep. And then if you did see a significant in your portfolio balance due to adverse market conditions, what would your reaction be? Firstly, I would invest more money to take advantage of the lower share price expecting future growth. The second one is I would leave my investments in place and wait for performance to improve, like a lot of people did at COVID. Or the last one is I'd seek advice from a financial advisor. Do you get advice? Yep, that's fine. Yeah. And then which of the following investments have you ever invested in? Have you ever had direct shares or an investment property at any stage? No, that's perfectly fine. Okay, Anthony, so that's all the hard, tedious part out of the way. So well done. You don't have to do that again. Thank goodness, he says. That's the hard part of the whole review, to be honest. Now, just to finish off, I just want to recap quickly, go through the next steps and then book you in for your results. But before I do, did anything stand out to you from what we've gone through, actually, in that research? No? Maybe insurances that you thought you had? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. Nice. And also, Anthony, it sounds like to me, to be honest, that while you're still young, you just want to maximise your returns and have it set up correctly in the background to be able to reap the rewards later in life and be comfortable in your retirement, yeah? And ideally, if you could retire early. Yeah. Yeah. So look, when the results come back, there'll be two projections for you. The first will show you what you're on track for at retirement age with your existing setup. And the second projection will show you how much better off you could be with the advisor's recommendations. Now, the good news is, as being licensed financial advisors, they operate under a law called best interest duty. Now, what that actually means, Anthony, is legally they can only bring somebody on board as a client if the advice is in that person's best interest and puts them in a much better position. Yep. And the other thing that's really good is the advisors don't work for any one super fund. And why that's actually really good to know is there's no conflict of interest there. They just need to find whatever's going to be best for you, okay? What's the best for Anthony? Now, with that being said, is there any reason... Hey? Who's... Yeah, and I'll go through that with you in a second. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's got to... Well, it's a win-win for everybody then. Yeah, it's a win-win for everybody, but they don't get paid by the super anything, like a mortgage broker. Yeah. And so with that being said, is there any reason you need to stay with QSuper, or are you happy for the advisors to look at all options outside as well? Yes. Yeah. And look, there's no harm in seeing what options are available to you, is there, either? So, as you say, if you don't look, you don't know. Yeah, 100%. And look, the best... Yeah? Sorry? Oh, sorry. There's a slight delay on the phone. Look, the best part is if they can help and you're happy with the advice, Anthony, fees are actually taken care of from the super, and I'm sure Lee mentioned that to you. So there's no out-of-pocket expense. And the reason for that is... Yeah, and the reason for that is the government would prefer you to use money now so you can't that you can't touch, so you can actually make more money and then not have to rely on the government in your retirement and potentially be a self-funded retiree as well, all right? So, yeah, lovely. So it sounds like you're out and about, so I'll assume that you don't have pen and paper handy, because I do like to get people to write this down if they can. Oh, yeah, lovely. All right, so I'll just go through the fee structure for yourself because it's pretty simple. So there's a one-off implementation fee that obviously is only one time only, and that comes out of your super. Now for yourself, Anthony, that's $6,500, So there's a one-off implementation fee that comes out of your super, and for your $6,500. But I'll give you an example in a second just to show you how that works. So it makes. Hopefully makes a little bit more clear what happened. And an ongoing advisor fee of 1.65% per annum that comes out of your super as well. But again, under that best interest law, unless they put you in a significantly better position after all fees and insurances are factored in, so they take that out and then you still have to be in a significantly better position, they actually wouldn't be able to bring you on board as a client anyway. Does that make sense? Or even offer you advice, to be honest. Yes. No, that's okay. I'll try and go through a couple of things so that you maybe get a bit more peace of mind. And if you don't, ask me some questions so that it can be clear for you. So like I mentioned before, the government would prefer you to use money now that you can't touch. So you can actually use your super to actually pay for a financial advisor through obviously the laws that they follow, that best interest duty, if it puts you in a significantly better position. So that would come out of your super, so you don't have to go and find $6,500, and it means that, so what they would look at, and that's one of the things that, so through the results, Anthony, what they'll actually show you is exactly that. So they'll show you a breakdown that even after that, this is going to, yeah. So for example, if I can give you a bit of an example here. And at the end of the day, too, you've actually got to be happy with it, Anthony. It means if you think, yes, this advice is great, yes, let's do it, that's when the fee comes into action. If you don't, then there's no cost, all right? So for... So if we had the results come back... Yeah, if we came back with the results and the fees had been factored in, Anthony, and let's say that you're going to be better off, like a client I've actually spoken to just recently, it would be on Monday, and they were better off by $285,000. So all the fees have been taken out, all the insurances have been taken out, and they were still going to be better off by $285,000. Would you feel that there was a good return? Yeah, potentially, and we can't promise people what they can do. No one can promise. Yeah. No. Mm. That's an implementation fee. So it's